Mexican government caught lying in case of 43 students, new investigation ordered. By Ildefonso Ortiz on September 7, 2015. After an independent human rights organization proved that the Mexican government has lied in the case of 43 students, the government ordered a new investigation into the matter. Initially, the government claimed that 43 education students from the rural Mexican town of Ayotzinapa had been kidnapped by drug cartels, killed and their bodies incinerated in the municipal landfill of Cocula. The ashes were then said to have been placed in trash bags and dumped in a local river. That version of events provided to Breitbart Texas and other news outlets by the Mexican government has been proven to be a lie by a group of independent experts who published their findings this weekend. It will be ordered that a new investigation be carried out by a group of experts of the highest prestige. Mexico's Attorney General Areli Gomez said Sunday afternoon during a news conference in response to the investigation. The order to take a second look at the case came after an independent group of experts, called the GAOR Independent Interdisciplinary Group of Experts, published their findings on Sunday. They claimed that contrary to the information released by Mexico's Attorney General's office and Guerrero's Attorney General, the students were not incinerated in the landfill. Read the full investigation here. This report is a contribution to fight impunity, the GAOR said in a prepared statement. The main findings of the report show that the evidence at the landfill doesn't match with the official version, since massive amounts of wood and fuel are needed to incinerate 43 bodies, yet evidence of that fire doesn't exist. After the massacre, the Mexican government had claimed progress in the case by arresting more than 110 individuals who they claimed were all cartel members. They claimed to have been involved in the murders. However, the GAOR report found that about 80 of them had injuries that could have been signs of torture. The entire report published by the GAOR shows a long list of inconsistencies, lies, and cover-ups, which has led to even more outrage by the Mexican public. The public has taken to social media to, once again, call out that nation's government. Since last year, the massacre of the 43 students has been a constant sore spot for Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, since protesters continue to accuse his government of not only covering up the murders, but also of being responsible for them. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook.